Welcome to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast, the space for healers, coaches, and conscious leaders on a mission to elevate collective consciousness. I'm your host, Dani C. Muniz, a former Catholic disciple turned eclectic witch, guiding you through the realms of astrology, spirituality, and the quest to escape the matrix. It's time to unleash the mystic within. Let the transformation begin.
To the Cosmic Mystic Podcast with your host, Dani C. Muniz. How's it going, my friend? Welcome back to another episode, and I am excited to dive into this episode because we are talking all about the post-Mercury retrograde period. So there is a period after Mercury goes direct. And that's what I want to talk about. Plus, I want to talk about how, you know, what maybe came up for you during Mercury retrograde and just kind of how we can navigate that, right? Like how we can work through that. Because, you know, I posted on my Instagram. If you're not following me over on Instagram, it's at Dani C. Muniz. M-U-N-I-Z. And, you know, right away people are like, yay, thank goodness, finally, all these, you know, happy thoughts. And yes, it's out of retrograde. And yet we're not quite out of the energy yet. And I also want to talk a little bit about how Mercury retrograde is such a really beautiful blessing. So we are going to dive into that today, my friend. I'm going to try to keep this as short as possible, but you know, I like to talk. And so here we go. So let's go ahead and dive in with our questions, our welcoming questions. And so before we do that, I'm just going to invite you, if you are able to just take a moment. If you're able to close your eyes, feel free to close your eyes and get into a nice, comfortable position upright, just for a moment. And if you're not, if you need to keep your eyes open, no worries, you can still follow along here. I would invite you to come back to this if you can. This is our daily somatic practice. I have learned this from being in training to become a somatic breathwork facilitator, and I do this every day. I've been doing this in all my workshops and circles and with my clients, and so I have to do it here, right? So let's go ahead and, again, if you can, close your eyes and just tune into your breath and just noticing your breath. No need to control it, no need to do anything about it. Just become aware of yourself in this moment, bringing all aspects of you to the here, to the now. And just being very observant of what's present right now. And I'm going to invite you to turn that awareness, that curiosity, to the physical sensations in your body. And what is it that you're feeling right now in your body? I know I'm feeling, for me, there's a lot of buzzing in my body, particularly around my chest and my shoulders. There's, I can feel my leg is wanting to move. There's just a lot of energy right here. I'm also noticing a little bit of tension across the top of my back. And then as we deepen that awareness into what emotions may be present right now, and maybe even as part of those physical sensations, if
For me, I am feeling this excitement because I'm here with you. I'm also feeling like I need to get out and run, but that feeling is more of expression, like I'm wanting to express. I'm feeling an expression here. And then as we move that awareness into the stories, and I immediately always want to go to stories, something I'm practicing right now is letting the emotion and the physical sensation be what it is, and allowing myself to separate each one of those. And so as I tune into the stories, there's excitement about, you know, sharing this topic for one, but there's excitement also because we're going to go do some things today, and I'm kind of excited about it. Excited to see what's possible. And when I tune even deeper into this, I'm going to invite you to now go even deeper in having connected in to your body, to your emotions, and to the stories in your mind. What is it that you are desiring right now? And I'm desiring that expression which came out earlier. I'm really desiring this expression, and not just here, you know, with you right now, but just expressing out in the world, connecting with others. There's been a deep theme for me these past few weeks of connection and space. All right, my friend, take a nice deep breath in and release. Let's do that two more times. And last time. Every time I do that, I just feel so much more grounded and connected to myself. I hope you found that for yourself right now. So our question, and how are you feeling right now based on all of that? I'm feeling like expressing. I'm feeling excitement, and there's some curiosity in there too. And what am I celebrating? I am celebrating the absolute ability to work and travel. I got a taste of this with my love back in 2021. Well, 2020, but mostly in 2021. We traveled so much in 2021 because we were able to. We were able to work and travel, and we're doing that now. And I love it. Like, I'm celebrating that we're able to do that again. And it's just, it's so good to get out of your normal routine, like in your normal environment, because it brings such great awareness to yourself, right? Like, you get out of the normal routine, you're seeing different environments, you're around different people, you're in a different, you know, energetic space. And I notice that every time I travel, the habits that I would like to do at home are really easy. They are so easy when I travel. You know, walking is super easy when I travel. You know, eating more of a whole food plant-based diet is so much easier when I travel. It's so interesting, like those little things, right? And even just more space. And, you know, as I am here, you know, we're here for a week, and we're heading back home this weekend. And, you know, I'm already thinking, and I've been thinking about
how can I create this, right? These feelings and the spaciousness and these habits that I have here, how can I create them there, right? How can I create them at home? It's so funny. My love is not a morning person. He is not a morning person at all. And yet, because of the time zone change, we're in Pacific time zone versus Central time zone, so it's a 2-hour difference. And he started work at 5:55 a.m., where he normally, his normal schedule is 10:30 a.m. Central. He opted for the earlier time so that we could have our afternoons and evenings off to, you know, enjoy, right, our time here. And so, you know, he's already like, okay, that's it. I'm just going to wake up at 5:30 every morning. Like, I feel so much better. I get better sleep. And, right, he's doing the same thing. We're both in this, like, wow, there's just these different practices that we're able to do, these different habits that we're able to do because we're in a different place. And things are just different, right? So we'll see how that goes for us, because he's like, will you do it too? I was like, no problem. I can get up at 5:30, no problem. I'm a morning person, so I love getting up early. We'll see how he does. And both of us, right? Sometimes I just like nice to like to stay in bed, especially with Mars being in Pisces. I've just wanted to slow down a lot more. So you might be finding that for yourself, but I'm going to ask you, my friend, what are you celebrating? What are you celebrating right now? What is something you want to share and acknowledge, right? Acknowledge, and it can be a super small thing, right? Or it can be something huge, whatever it is for you. What are you celebrating? And then our last question is, where did you step into leadership? Where did you lead? What was your energy around leading? And as I think about this, so as I mentioned, I have been leaning into the somatic breath work and learning how to become a facilitator of it. And so there was this class that I was in this week, and you know, we had learned the daily somatic practice, and we've also learned a daily breath work practice. And we were asked, you know, in the last session, you know, does anybody want to lead the session? And I immediately, my friend, want to say that I raised my hand and was like, yes, I'll do it. But no, I didn't. I did not. What's interesting, what I had to step back and look at was, I have been already leading that somatic awareness practice on the podcast here for a few weeks now, probably like 3 or 4 weeks. I have led that in several of my cosmic alignment calls in over the past month. And those were 3 calls a week. So I probably did it, like, I've probably done it at least 20 times between the cosmic alignment support calls here on the podcast and with my clients. I've probably at least have done it 20 times. And yet, when they asked, I didn't raise my hand. Actually, nobody raised their hand, so I wasn't the only scaredy cat. But it was interesting to me, because I was like, you can do this. But I doubted. I started to doubt, like, well, maybe they're looking for something different, and what if I do it wrong? And then, you know, we've been leading each other through it in class, so it's like, it's not like I don't know how to do it, but there was this immediate, like, you don't have it perfect yet. You don't have it right yet. Although I know that if I did it, for one, that would be like a huge accomplishment, because I actually said yes, right? And on the same hand, I know that if there was any feedback, I'd get that, right? I would ask for it, because I'm somebody who likes to get feedback. But yet I didn't do it. So it's something that is in my awareness. I'm very aware of it right now. And so, you know, something I'm going to look at and figure out why I have this, why I have this hesitation, right? Even though I have experience, I have proof, and I think in like as I'm even talking to you about this right now, my friend, so thank you for listening. I find that, you know, it's like I'm hesitating to raise my hand and lead it, because there's two things that come to mind as I'm saying this to you. Number one is, I don't want to appear like I already know everything. Whoo, dang. Man, that hit. I think sometimes I hold myself back because I feel like I want to cater to the room and I don't want to shine for whatever reason, right? There's a million reasons why that happens, and definitely past life related, I know for sure. And that, again, now I have some context that I can take a look at here, but that's one of the main reasons is like I don't want to shine too bright. I don't want to outshine anybody, which that's being very selfish of myself to say that, because, and self-centered actually, because who's to say that I would outshine anybody? It does not mean that in any way, but that's immediately where my mind went. So very interesting, my friend. I would invite you to take a look at yourself and your energy around leading. Did you hesitate like me this past week, or did you step forward in leadership? You know, leading is something that's pretty easy for me. You know, I get in these breakout rooms with this, you know, in this training, and I'm immediately like, okay, what are we gonna do? Who's going first? And wanting to lead the conversation. And yet I also and hesitant in opening space for others to step into their leadership. And I think, you know, it's a downfall, or maybe not, I don't know, but definitely something for me to be more aware of. Let's just say that. All right, let's dive in to understanding Mercury retrograde and it going direct and the shadow period. So,
my friend, are you ready to meet the goddess within you? I am so excited because within each of us lies an untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. And that is why I have created this brand new 4-part workshop series that kicks off in May, right here in the beautiful hill country of Texas. My friend, I am excited to meet in person with you for sisterhood. We are coming into ceremony. We are coming into sisterhood. This is not just a workshop, my friend. This is a movement towards self-love, healing, and empowerment. And I can't wait for you to be a part of this community who is ready to embrace change, cultivate inner peace, and manifest your dreams. My friend, we've got tea, we've got crystals, we've got breath work, meditation, and some healing and activation with the four goddesses, a goddess of love, wisdom, trust, and flow. My friend, we kick off on May 2nd. Grab your ticket. If you are here locally, we'll be meeting Thursday nights for 2 hours to connect in sisterhood. Look, you'll want to go and visit thepeaceteacher.com/goddess. That is thepeaceteacher.com/goddess to save your seat. All right, back to the show.
On April 25th, Mercury goes direct. So as we know, Mercury went retrograde on April 1st, and it has been in the retrograde energy over the past few weeks. And so there's been, right, you may have seen, as we know, with Mercury retrograde, the mishaps in communication, in travel, in contracts, in our neighborhoods, with our siblings. There's just this kind of like mishap that tends to happen. And then once it goes once it's out of its retrograde period, it's what's called going direct. So in from the place on Earth, so Mercury doesn't actually go backwards, but from our place here on Earth, our viewpoint, it appears in the sky as if it is moving backwards. And so it's often like there's this, you know, energy of a pause in a sense. And I always find it as a time for reflecting, reinitiation, redoing, returning, reevaluating, right? It's like this energy of going inside and understanding something maybe on a deeper level. And so during the Mercury retrograde period, as it appears to be going backwards, we're in that time, right, of reflection. Once it goes direct, though, that's when it appears to be moving forward again. Again, from our viewpoint here on Earth, it appears it is moving forward. And as it is moving forward, it's like this energy of like, let's move things forward. Now, normally, right, when we have Mercury go direct, it's like, okay, let's move, it's time to move it all forward. So we've been reflecting, we've been evaluating, which is one of my favorite things to do. And yet, after we evaluate, we have to take action, right? Like me just telling you earlier about noticing that as I am traveling and in different environments, that I'm realizing my habits are much easier, right? So I'm in this evaluation. And when I get home, if I don't do anything about it, I'm not moving myself forward, right? All I'm doing was had a great evaluation session, but I'm not doing anything with it, which doesn't help me grow. It doesn't help me get better at humaning, right? So the Mercury retro going direct is now the opportunity to take the insights that we have received during Mercury retrograde and now take some action, put some things in place, do something differently. So we can show up differently, we can choose to do something differently, but it's this energy of like, let's take this information that we have and let's move it forward. So I'm gonna ask you, my friend, what came up for you during Mercury retrograde? What were some of the significant things that either happened or insights that came into your awareness as we were moving through Mercury retrograde? And now that we are in its direct forward motion, what are you going to do? What is your plan? I'm a planner. So what is your plan, right? Like my love said, you know, he wants to wake up at 5:30 every day. And so I even said, I'm like, even on Saturday and Sunday? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, Saturday and Sunday it is. So when we get home, I'm gonna set the alarm for 5:30. And it was interesting because his thought, which was my very first thought when I thought about waking up early a long time ago, was like, well there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do, Danny, if you wake up at 5:30. And so he had the same thing and he's like, well, but there's nothing to do. And I was like, really? What about reading? What about working out? What about going for a walk? What about stretching? What about mowing the lawn? Like, what about, you know, all these things that we say we don't have time for? Like, I all the time, I'm like, oh, I want to sit down and read. I have like 3 books that I'm trying to read right now, and I haven't gotten through any of them because I haven't taken the time to read. Well, if I woke up at 5:30 in the morning, that gives me an extra hour and a half that I could read. I could use that time to read. And so as soon as I said that, he's like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. So my friend, you've got some insights, you've got some information. What are you going to do to move forward? What are you going to put in place? What are you going to start doing? And I'm not going to say you need to start waking up at 5:30 if that's not what you want to do. And you don't even have to wake up at 5:30. It's not even about that. It's about discovering what's going to work for you. And it can be the smallest thing. You might have noticed that during this retrograde season that you have been having a lot of communication mishaps. And so it's great awareness for you to be like, okay, where might I be? How can I better, right, communicate? Or what changes to my communication can I take? So you might read a book on communication. You might find some YouTube videos on communication. You might take a class on communication, as weird as that sounds. It can be something super small. It doesn't have to be big. All right, now let's talk about the shadow period, because Mercury goes through its retrograde, and then it actually is, there's a shadow period that happens before Mercury retrograde and after Mercury retrograde. And during both of those times, there is still opportunity for things to maybe not quite go as you may have planned. We could have more misunderstandings. There could be some more delays, whether that's travel or projects, right? And so we also want to be aware of what is coming up during this period. And so our Mercury retrograde shadow period is generally about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more, after Mercury goes direct. And so for this time of year, in April of 2024, our Mercury retrograde is going to be, our shadow period will be through May 13th. And so what that means is when Mercury went retrograde, it was at 3 degrees Aries. And so it went back to 2 degrees, to 1 degrees, to 29 degrees Pisces, and so forth until where it currently stands right now. And then it's going to start moving forward again, right? It's going to start going through the degrees as it moves through Pisces. It's going to switch into Aries, and then it's going to get up to 1, 2, 3 degrees Aries. And when it does that, it has gone through the same part of the sky that it went through when it was going direct, and then it went back, and then it went direct again. So all it's doing is just going over this particular part of the sky. That's what's happening. And so things can still come up, as I said. So watch out for things still, you know, misunderstandings, mishaps, communication errors, contract delays, project delays, trip delays, all of those types of things still kind of happening. Pay attention, because those are still coming up for our awareness. And the way I tend to think about it is, okay, I've brought in this new awareness, I'm going to take these new actions, and then I might get tested. I always think of it like, okay, I'm getting tested. Like, am I really sticking to this new plan, or to this new way of being, or to this new decision I've made, or am I going back on my word? That's how I kind of take this 2 week period and kind of look at it like, okay, I've said I was going to do this, so I'm going to do this, and then I get caught up, right? And it's also an opportunity for you to revise the plan, because sometimes what happens is we make this really strict plan, like we do January 1st when we're going to go to the gym 5 days a week for 60 minutes, and then, you know, comes like end of January and nobody's at the gym. It's that kind of same idea, right? Is that we go full force. And so sometimes like we create that plan and it's so rigid that it just causes more stress, and so we don't do it. So maybe, right, instead of saying, like my love, he's an all or nothing type person. So I already know, like he's saying every day he wants to wake up at 5:30, but I already know in the back of my head, he's probably not gonna do that on the days he doesn't work. So I know during the weekends, he's probably not gonna wake up at 5:30. Now, I might encourage him to wake up a little bit later, right? I'm not going to encourage him to sleep all the way till 10, which is what he likes to do. Then we'll maybe help him get a little bit earlier. But I know he's probably not going to be so strict like that, right? So during these next few weeks, I know, like, right, we can tweak that for him. Same with me, as I look at the things that I'm going to be tweaking for myself. Like, oh, all right, I can tweak this here. So you can also leave that open for you as well. But after May 13th, we'll be completely in new territory. So Mercury will be moving into Aries on the 10th, And that's going to shift some energy too. So let's talk about that really quick, because Mercury moved into Aries and then it moved back into Pisces during the retrograde period. And now it's going to move back into Aries and it's going to continue on until our next retrograde period in August. So in Pisces, our thinking, our communication is still very dreamy, very creative. It's very intuitive. We're still in that very kind of hazy energy, okay, when it comes to Mercury, with the thoughts and the thinking and the communication. So it's very, very fluid, right? When it moves into Aries, it is more direct, blunt, to the point. It's like, let's get to a decision. I don't have time to wait. I don't need all the details. Just give me the basics, right? Just give me what I need to know. That is where we're going to move into. So your thinking, your communication, and those around you might shift into this more quick, abrupt type energy where it's like, give it to me now. I want it now. I want to take action now. I want to do the thing now. I don't want to wait. I want it now. Okay. We have that along with our sun moving into Taurus. So we're going to move into Taurus season right as the shadow period ends. So we'll have Mercury in Aries and we'll have our sun in Taurus, which will be really nice combination of us wanting to take action, but also wanting to chill out. So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful season. But my friend, I invite you to take some time over the next 24 to 48 hours as you're listening to this, or even just take a few moments right now and just jot down what are some of the things that came up for you during this Mercury retrograde period, and what are you now going to do to make some changes around those things? What is your plan? And as you navigate these next couple of weeks, notice where maybe you can revise that plan or correct some things for yourself, as things may still be coming up during the shadow period. All right, my friend, that wraps us up for another episode of the Cosmic Mystic Podcast. If you have enjoyed this, please come on over and connect with us on Instagram at the Cosmic. It's not the, it's at Cosmic Mystic Podcast over on Instagram. And you can also, if you have loved this, leave a review. I would love, love, love to hear your thoughts about the podcast as we're getting going here. And then if you know somebody that could benefit from this conversation about Mercury, feel free to send it on over to them, because sharing is caring, my friend. And as always, until we meet again, my friend, keep shining your unique light.